Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage c-rs.org or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Poloka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, October 11th, 2015. We have a lot of announcements for you, so make sure you have those pen and paper ready for all of that. We're going to start today's program off by going to Zakarpattia with this Krucheni from the group Hudaki. Even though this broadcast is fully sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio at c-rs.org. Next, we go to Folklorny Subor Makovica from Svidnik. Calendars for this Saturday, the 17th of October. For the first time ever in Pittsburgh, you can experience the artistry of the world's greatest living domra player, Tamara Volskaya. First cousin to the balalaika, the domra is a Russian folk instrument capable of stunning musical feats. Saturday, October 17th at Oakland Synod Hall, Ms. Volskaya will perform with pianist Anatoly Trofimov and bass balalaika virtuoso Leon Bruck, the Russian Balalaika Orchestra of Pittsburgh, and the entire Pittsburgh Mandolin Orchestra. Curtain time is 7:30. You can buy your tickets at the door for $15. $10 for senior citizens and children are free. So for more information on Tamara Volskaya, the world's greatest living domra player, and the concert at Oakland Synod Hall, Saturday, October 17th at 7:30 p.m., please call 412-952-4300. That's 412-952-4300. The Cleveland chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society presents Changed by Thalerhoff, a documentary by John Rigetti and Maria Silvestri. This will take place on Sunday, October 18th, beginning at 2 p.m. at the Brecksville Public Library in Brecksville, Ohio. Decades before Auschwitz, there was Tallerhof. While the words concentration camp are associated almost exclusively with the Nazis in World War II, the development and the idea of a concentration camp in Europe was piloted by the Austrian government in the town of Graz in 1914, 25 years before Auschwitz-Birkenau, Dachau, and other such sites in World War II. 2014 was the 100th anniversary of this tragic event. Come and hear the accounts of Tallerhof from the creators of this documentary, John Righetti and Maria Silvestri. Together, John and Maria will bring to life the events of this tragic incident where Carpatho Russians were interned for being unreliable during wartime and could be sold for 300 crowns. For more information on Changed by Tallerhof, a documentary by John Righetti and Maria Silvestri, taking place on Sunday, October 18th at 2 p.m. at the Brecksville Public Library, please call area code 440-331-3856, 440-331-3856. Next, we have Kedmi Prichla Karta, When My Draft Card Came, by Ruski Muzikanti, recorded at Uniontown a couple years back with our good friend Jerry Jumba, Dana Leisure, myself, and Bob Bartko.
Карта руковати, став я музиканти шиковати. Ей, ви музиканте, заграйте мій чардаш, на свій витанцюю свій молодий час. Стали музиканте чардаш грати, стали сями очі слези ляти. Не заплачай за мов, ні отець, ні мати, лем за мов заплачуть три дівчата. Бом Юлія бив, друга буде плакат, бо м'я мав жат, а третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона од мене перстень носить, а третя заплаче, бо плакати мусить, бо вона од мене перстень носить.
And mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the GCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the GCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free, at 1-800-722-4428. Once again, that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. The Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter of the Carpatha Rusyn Society presents a Rusyn Genealogy Conference. This will take place on Saturday, October 24th at King's College campus in the Sheehy Farmer Building on the second floor. The conference, entitled Our Culture, will begin at 9 a.m., and that follows a breakfast buffet. Lunch and afternoon snack will also be provided. Presenters include John Rigetti, who will speak on Who Are These People from the Carpathians? A survey on how Carpatho-Rusyns ended up Russians, Slovaks, and Ukrainians in America. Tom Peters will present The Name Game, Finding Your Rusyns and the Records of Their Life in America and the Homeland. And Catherine Peters will present Rusyn Artistry. For more information on the Eastern Pennsylvania Chapter's Rusyn Genealogy Conference, taking place on Saturday, October 24th at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, please contact area code 610-759-2628. That's 610-759-2628.
Thank you.
34th Annual Carpatho-Russen Celebration will take place on Sunday, October 25th at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, Pennsylvania, located at 201 East Main Street. Their ethnic festival will be held in the parish social hall, beginning at noon and running until 6 p.m. Divine liturgy for the day will be at 9 a.m. There will be ethnic foods such as holubka, pierohi, halushka, kolbasa, and sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, baked goods, and much more. The annual event will feature the Sloviani Folk Ensemble at 3 p.m., and folk musicians myself, Bob Bartko, and Paolo Cecan, who you hear in the background, will be playing at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. There's also a cooking demonstration presenting Russian foods at 2 p.m., and a talk on Russian culture at 4 p.m. The Carpatho-Russian Society will have display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, and documents, and will assist in genealogy questions. There will be pisanka, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, folk art demonstrations, music, church tours, children's activities, and much, much more. So mark your calendars for Sunday, October 25th, the 34th Annual Carpatho-Russen Celebration, taking place at St. John the Baptist Byzantine Catholic Church in Uniontown, beginning at noon. For more information, call area code 724-438-6027. 724-438-6027. Mark your calendars for Friday, October 30th from 6:30 until 11 p.m. as St. Gregory's presents a Tasteful Night fundraiser at the Crown Plaza, Pittsburgh South, located at 164 Fort Couch Road in Bethel Park. Enjoy live entertainment featuring songstress Antoinette and keyboardist David Creasy while tasting delicious samples from 9 area restaurants. Take a chance on Chinese, silent, and live auctions throughout the evening. And there will be a terrific assortment of items and memorabilia, courtesy of fine local businesses. Try your luck with a beer for a year drawing, sponsored by the St. Gregory Men's Club. There will be a cash bar as well, and tickets are $45. For more information on a Tasteful Night fundraiser by St. Gregory's Byzantine Catholic Church, call Father Valerian at the Parish Rectory at 412-835-7800. That's 412-835-7800. Today's final announcement is a reminder that the Carpatho-Russen Society's annual meeting will take place on Saturday, November 7th, beginning at 1 p.m. at the Carpatho-Russen Society National Cultural Center, 915 Dixon Street in Munhall. The annual meeting will start at 1 p.m., followed by a performance of the Sloviani Folk Ensemble. For more information on the Carpatho Russian Society's annual meeting, again taking place on Saturday, November 7th, beginning at 1 p.m. at the CRS National Cultural Center in Munhall, please contact 412-567-3077. That's 412-567-3077. And as we leave you with this number from Vojvodina, I want to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Please join me again next Sunday at 2:30 p.m. for the best in Russian music here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Also streaming online during broadcast times at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org or CarpathoRussianSociety.org. We'll see you all next week. Trimaitesь, ya krasny tyzhden, shchastlivo. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дуже сердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу релацію. Думаємо, що я вам любив наш нічний програм. Pozivame vás sluchati sledujúšu nedeľu o 5.30 hodiny na stanici WPIT na frekvenciu 730. Trimajte sa krásne i s Bohom.